Well, when did Robertson say he was going to put on this big broadcast?
He told me this morning he was going to have a day off tomorrow. Said he wanted to get it over with. You know, Ed, something's worrying Robertson. He don't seem to be the same.
Maybe he found out I'm going to fire him.
Oh, now, look here, Ed Peters. Don't go bringing that up again. You can't fire him, that's all there is to it.
Well, Dad Burnett, why can't I fire him?
Mm-hmm.
What's the use of hiring a fellow you can't fire?
You just never mind. You just can't fire him. So get it out of your head. I got good reason.
Ah, shucks. I'm sick of the whole dad darn business.
Mm.
Ah, shucks. Wish we'd never seen that broadcasting machinery. It's all a dad darn fake.
Yes, everything's a fake to hear you tell it. But just don't forget, we're going to make a piece of money out of this broadcast.
Well, how much you going to make? How are you going to make any money?
Why, just the way Professor Thistleway told us the other day. We're going to sell tickets. Didn't you hear him explain how we was going to have two teams sell tickets? Robertson and Mr. Smith's going to be the blue team, and me and you is the red.
What?
The red. It's a sort of friendly contest, Professor Thistlewaite says. I've already sold about 10 tickets this morning myself.
How many has that feller Smith sold?
I don't know. I ain't seen him for a couple of days. But the idea is, anybody comes in the store, we're to try to sell them a ticket for $1. If they buy from Robertson or Mr. Smith, they help the blues. And if they give us $1, they help the red.
Sounds like a lot of dad darn foolery to me.
Well, it ain't darn foolery. You just try it out and see. It's easy to sell them. You got to find out where the person's on the blue side, the red side, and if he's on say, answer the phone there, will you? And let's see you do it without kicking about it, too, will you?
Ah, shucks.
Yeah?
Oh, something. Well, go ahead and say something. I'm waiting. Oh, hello, Mrs. Newbride.
And don't forget to ask her to buy a ticket and help the red team.
How's that, Miss Newbride? How do you make a mince pie? Well, you first catch a nice young mince.
Hold on there. That's wrong. You don't catch
it. How do you catch it?
You use mince meat. Made out of mince and apples.
Just a second, Miss Newbride. Now, what was that, Zeb?
Apples. Means
you catch it with apples.
Oh, you don't. I said meat. First meat and...
Yeah, but you got to meet it first. You meet a mince.
Oh, hold on. I tell you, that's wrong. It's wrong. You don't meet a mince. Mince meat's made out of beef. Cow!
Just a second, Miss Newbride. How's that, Zeb?
Cow!
Hello, Miss Newbride. You don't meet a mince.
That's right.
You meet a cow.
Oh, you...
The first time you meet a cow,
listen, it's made out of beef, honey, sugar, apples.
Wait a second, Miss Newbride. What'd you say, Zeb?
Beef, honey,
Hello, Miss Newbride. Yes, next time you meet a cow, be funny. Be funny.
Honey.
Hello, honey.
Listen, never mind. Tell her out to show her. I'll call up sometime and...
Hello, honey. Why don't you come up sometime?
Oh, give me that phone. Get away from here. Go on.
Well, take it if she's a bad darn smart.
Hello, Miss Newbride. Just a second. Now get out of here, Reb, and I'll do this myself. You never see a fella to get the darn mixed up. Hello, Miss Newbride. As long as you had to talk to the darn fool, I thought I'd phone myself. Yes, this is Zeb. About that mince meat. You don't have to make it. We got it in jars. Yes, we'll send one over. Goodbye.
Tell her about our big broadcast.
Oh, hello, Miss Newbride. They say, listen, you coming to our big broadcast? We're going to have a fine murder story about Fest this week. Well, that's fine. You see, we got two sides. One side's blue and the other's red. I say we got two sides. One's blue and the other's red.
Gotta be sure you get seats from our side.
Yeah. Hello, Miss Newbride. Say, be sure you sit on the right side. Hello. I reckon she must have hung up.
Say, Zeb, how many people do you figure we can get in here for that broadcast?
Well, Festus, the way it says, we ought to be able to get 40 or 50. But Robertson told me just the other day that you're talking about it. He said there was going to be 15 fellas in the orchestra. Just think of that, 15 fellas here.
15, huh?
Yes, he said he had them all lined up except the, what was he said? Oh, yes, all except the percussion fellas.
What in tarnation's a percussion feller?
Doing the vine, though. They ain't none around these parts, I'm sure. I tell you, hand me the dictionary there, and let's look it up.
I don't see no dictionary.
No, the land is bullshit. I'll get in the scales. That's all we have to do around here. We've been a straight in the dictionary. Well, let's see here. E-E-O-R-T-E-R-C. Oh, yes, here it is.
What does it say?
Wait a minute now till I digest it. Says, percussion, a violent shock or explosion.
Explosion?
Yes, that's what it says. So I suppose a percussion feller is a feller that sets off explosions. But say, yeah, but I'll be doing the right and see what that's got to do with it. Wait a second.
I do, mister.
Yes, sergeant, mister.
How do you go? Calming day, isn't it?
Yes. Hey, say, by cracking, mister, you know, you talk something like a good friend of ours, Professor Thistlewaite.
Yes. Yeah, darn brainy feller, too.
Yes, sir. He's Professor Thistlewaite. He's just about the whole brains of the big show that's coming off the air tomorrow.
Is that so?
Yes.
I rather fancy that Mr. Dunn was the prime instigator. In fact, he gave me that impression very definitely when he engaged me.
Oh, you're one of the fellows he hired, huh?
Yes, that's it precisely. Oh. One of his men.
I bet he's the fellow that's going to set off the explosion.
Did I understand you to say explosion?
Yes. You see, Robertson's got everything all fixed except the fellow to set off the explosion. You ain't him, are you?
Well, not exactly. I'm his assistant.
Yes, I suppose it'll take more than one fellow to do it right.
I presume Thistlewaite will also assist.
No, he's just in the murder part of it.
I see. You seem to have your operations very well systematized. And you, where do you fit in?
Who, me? Well, you mean both of us. Well, we're in the murder part, too.
Yes,
you see, me and Ebb here.
Then this is Ebb Peters?
Yes, that's my partner. He's a fellow, Ebb Peters.
Well, Mr. Peters, I've been extremely anxious to meet you ever since I heard you make that speech.
What speech does he mean, Ebb?
Well, maybe he means the one you made the time Hector statue.
No. The one over the radio. I judge that you had no reluctance in proclaiming yourself a Red.
No, that's fact. We're both Reds.
So this is all very interesting. And it may surprise you to know that I'm from Scotland Yard.
What say?
He said he's from the stockyard.
No. I'm an inspector.
Yes.
We know.
You don't have to repeat and haul your head off. You're a meat inspector from the stockyard. Well, what can we do for you?
But I am not a meat inspector.
What in tarnation are you?
I'm an investigator. My business is to investigate crime and other foul.
Investigate other what?
Foul.
Oh, foul, yes. Oh, yes, you see, he ain't a meat inspector. He's a chicken inspector.
Oh, nothing of the sort. I'm not.
Well, dad ding it, if you don't know what you are, what
do you mean? But, flash it all, I do know what I am. I'm a criminal agent.
Shucks. I don't see that there'd be very much money in there.
Money? Money in what?
Selling criminals.
But I didn't say I sold criminals. I said criminal agent.
Well, it's all the same thing.
It most assuredly is not the same thing.
Well, a book agent sells books, don't he?
Yes, but...
And a criminal agent sells criminals. Maybe.
But you don't...
Yes, and what's more, we don't want to buy no criminals. You just better be on your way, mister.
Well, don't call me mister. I'm Inspector. Inspector Young. I said I'm young.
Yes. You don't look so young to me.
No, I've said you was 40 of you today.
But my age has nothing to do with it. That's my name.
Well, I'd like to know what has, then.
I'm old and young.
Old and young, both the same time?
Certainly. My family is young, and I'm old.
Chuck, he's crazy.
Yes, he's got that in his belt. Yeah. He's minding me zebraing about him.
Crazier to tick. Yes. Let's run him out of here.
Wait a moment.
Oh, I grabbed him.
Wait a moment. Is your name Zeb Winterbottom?
Yes, and by cracking...
And mine's Zeb Peters, and we're both old. But, Dad Burnett, we're young. Young enough to run you out.
Yes.
Get him,
Dad.
Come on, get out of here. Get out of here. Go on back to the stockyard.